now celebrating
in
no hijab
months,
day
a
on February
1st.
First off,
about
religious headdresses.
In particular, broad generalizations about the treatment of women in the Muslim world have been widely used to paint Islam as brutal or inhumane.
Can you be both a Muslim woman and a feminist? Islam as brutal.
Since the 1950s, there has been a large Islamic community in the Netherlands and Belgium, and it's still growing to this day. Unfortunately, there are many misconceptions about the Islamic community, specifically about the Muslim woman. Many Muslim women face prejudices, whether it's about their headscarf or their role as a woman within Islam. I have often heard the phrase, "All women belong in the kitchen," or the question, "If I'm a Muslim, just because I don't wear a headscarf." These are situations that not only I experience, but also many other fellow Muslim women. MVVN gives these women a voice. They stand for women's emancipation, but also for awareness. By organizing meetings and consultation hours, they share their voice with everyone. They try to counteract all the prejudices and stereotypes by passing on their own knowledge and view. I spoke to Samira Ben Ahmed, a feminist and an ex-member of the MVVN, where she was active for almost 10 years.
When you ask a Muslim woman if she feels oppressed, I think that there's a big chance that she will say no. It's just how the rest of the world sees the Islam religion, like it gives us an oppressed feeling.
Can you elaborate more on that?
What I'm trying to convey is that I really want to make clear that the Islam religion is not an oppressive religion at all. In my opinion and in my experience, you can be feminism and Muslim at the same time.
Would you like to share more about feminism?
Feminism is mostly considered something Western. Well, there are large groups in the Middle East, in North Africa, also feminism, are just fighting for equal rights, just like the other feminism people around the world. And we want to give ourselves a voice,